To Inside Agriculture on this Veterans Day, farmers and ag businesses are gearing up for the 2021 planting season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has that story.
Even though the calendar still reads 2020, those in agriculture are already booking seed for 2021 and making weed control plans. Southern Minnesota-based Corteva Enlist technology specialist Steve Schneider says there will be more soybean varieties with those E3 traits next year.
We launched in 2019, so this is our second year. We had limited acres and seed available in 2019. 2020 really did exceed our expectations. It was more than we expected. We were very pleased and very happy with the results we had. You know, all the Corteva seed brands, as well as over 100 licensees, are adding Enlist traits into their best germplasm, some of their best varieties. And it's very important to have the right agronomic traits and the defense traits.
A few years ago, resistant weeds were becoming a major problem for foreman North Dakota farmer Luke Anderson. That's why the idea of the Enlist soybeans stacked with three traits was appealing. Anderson upped his Enlist acres this year and is thankful the technology will be available in 2021.
Our resistant weeds that we deal with up here is water hemp, resistant kochia. Palmer amaranth is not in my certain county, but it's in some surrounding counties. And so these are weeds that just, they never give up. We haven't used Liberty on our beans yet, but I think that's another option if we have to come back late season when we have that heat and humidity. We're going to 100% on our farm with Enlist here for 2021. So I know we'll be diversifying the chemistries a little bit more.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
Minnesota Pork